Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. White, Stanmore, Currambong, New South Wales, Australia. December 6, 1897. Portions of this letter are published in 4 Bio 339. Dear son Willie, I have now spoken twice to a well-filled tent. The Lord has led me out to speak very decidedly upon the Sabbath. Yesterday afternoon, Sabbath, there were more than there have been on the Sabbath heretofore. I have spoken today to a large audience. The tent was well filled. A number more could have found seats. In the morning, as soon as I was dressed and seeking the Lord in prayer, I had a most precious evidence of the peace of God in my heart, and strength of body came to me. I felt revived. I had freedom in speaking this afternoon again upon the Sabbath question, and all listened with the deepest interest. I had the power and Spirit of God upon me while I was speaking. The invitation was given to those who were troubled on any point, who would be pleased to have a Bible reading, to tarry and ask questions. About 30 tarried, and Brother Starr gave them a Bible reading. I have not yet heard the result. Elder Haskell just came in, and he says about 50 remained. An Israelite struck in with his quoting many texts, rather confusing, but it came out all right. There were two meetings, one for the Newtown Church to see what they would do towards building a church. Brethren Haskell and Baker were carrying that meeting in the little tent, Brother Starr carrying meeting in the large tent. The subscription paper has not yet been presented, but one woman pledged £2, another £10, and Mrs. Gorick's papers, only one out a day or two, brought £3. I am go glad, so very glad, to see so large a number have taken their stand. 40 new ones are now keeping the Sabbath, and every day there are appointments made to visit different families. These are, most of them, men who are in good business. They are gathering up one truth after another and studying the doctrines point by point. One family of influence, Brother and Sister Haskell, visited this forenoon by invitation. They had an interesting time. Brother and Sister Starr visited still another family. They are among the first-class people. They wish to know in regard to hygienic coffee. They do not use tea, coffee, tobacco, wine, or meat. The man is a Greek scholar, and they are receiving one point of truth after another. He is a man of influence. He is searching the Scriptures, and as fast as he can understand from Scripture, he takes his stand firmly. He has not yet decided on the Sabbath. Many are watching him to see what he is going to do. There are many that are being visited personally who are just in the crisis period. Brother and Sister Wilson visit and are having good success. They think they could find work for more than one dozen to labor from house to house. It seems that believers and unbelievers are deeply interested in the work of Brother Haskell. They enjoy his talks very much, and his wife seems to be in her very sphere. She gets right hold upon hearts. They visit, they then find out the points of truth that have been presented which it is hard to receive, then they cover point by point until they do see and acknowledge that they see. Then they wait till their next visit to advance. I have not seen anything like this interest after the camp meeting has ended, that has reached anything like the proportions of this. The Holy Spirit is working on hearts. Mother, my heart is filled with thankfulness and gratitude to God. The little children are deeply interested. I will send you a copy of cards Mrs. Gorick has prepared for the children, and the same plan for older solicitors. Mrs. Gorick's son of about 8 years old is working with other lads. He has been sick today and could not go out to solicit. He said, "Father, you had better give me 2 shillings to fill out my card because I am sick." His father's heart was softened, and he gave the 2 shillings. With those who have decided, and with those who have not decided yet, to keep the Sabbath, the first words are, "What about your meeting house? Are you deciding to build? I am sure now is the time to arise and build." Those newly come to the faith are very much interested, and all will do what they can. There is constant earnest work being done, just as always should be done, even if there were some camp meetings dropped out 1 year. Then the next year take up these places and always have the afterworking. The teaching of Christ was the inculcation of the nature and necessity of that moral excellence which the Lord requires, that they may inherit the mansions He has gone to prepare for those who are loyal and true to the God of heaven. The truth presented in our camp meetings makes an impression, but the birds come and, by some false teachings, pick away the seeds sown. Their minds easily become confused with old errors, hoary with age, and the truth is buried again beneath the mass of rubbish that they have heard from their teachers. The important points of truth must be repeated line upon line, line upon line, and precept upon precept, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. This can be done when the prejudice is removed by our camp meetings, and for this reason, camp meetings should be held in new localities, and not less than 2 or 4 weeks, personal labor being mingled with the camp meeting efforts. But there should be no scattering of the forces to little churches who know the truth. Every facility, every jot of influence, should be exercised right upon the grounds in preaching. Then, after a discourse, inquiry meetings should be held, and the Bible lessons should be given to those souls who know not how to seek the Lord, and what they must do to be saved. The simplicity of the truth is brought out in the plainest, simplest language. Set them on the track of searching for truth as for hidden treasures, for truth is like treasure hid in a field, which, when a man hath found, he hideth it, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field, in order that he may ransack every portion of it, and make himself master of all the valuable treasures it contains. In searching for the treasures, he comes upon the most precious veins of valuable ore. The purpose has been here in Stanmore to make the visiting the principal matter. The ministers and their wives are solicited to sit at their tables, and they talk the truth one with the other. The darkness of error is seen to be error, and the truth shines forth in clearness and in power. This is the work that needs to be done, to reveal truth and the righteousness of Christ in true conversion. No more now. Mother.